You know what I find interesting is I may have interviewed most of the state representatives and state senators, and I'd say most do the media because they have to, but there are those like you and Rick Jones who do it not only because they have fun with it, but it helps them get the word out to the people they serve and maybe get the word out about how they may oppose something. What's your take on how you do media?
I see it as an obligation that an elected official has to explain why we are doing what we're doing. There's always a reason for it. When I was on city council in DeWitt as mayor, I began to see that there was a reason why previous mayors or previous city councils passed legislation. And oftentimes people just get a soundbite once in a while and they don't really get to have the background. And that's where, Tony, we're working with you or Cheryl Fritz. We have the opportunity to really explain this is what's going on, these are the numbers, and this is why we're taking this approach.
Do you ever have senators or representatives come up to you and say, I don't do that?
No, I think they all do it, but they do it for different reasons. Some of them like the limelight, and they like to be in front of the cameras. I'm not that way, but I do feel there is a moral obligation for me to explain to the residents who pay taxes and how we spend their tax money. We need to explain to them why we're making the decisions we're making.
Do you feel a sense of relief that the budget's done?
No, not relief at all. I think it's an obligation that we have. I'm very excited that we got it done when we did. The goal was by today, and it's the first time in 30 years that we've actually had it done on time.
My wife's not happy about the budget from this aspect. When it comes to education, she wasn't happy about the education funding portion of the budget. But the thing that concerns her is she just wants more money to go to the kids and teaching the kids and not as much or less go to salaries, pensions, benefits, and all that. She wonders how much of the actual money per pupil goes to teaching that kid.
One, I agree with your wife. Two, excellent question, Tony. Thank you for asking that. That is negotiated locally by the local school board, so it'll vary from school board to school board. In some districts, up to 90% of the foundation allowance goes to salaries, health care benefits, and retirements. In other districts, about the lowest you'll get is 75% of the entire foundation allowance goes to those three areas. That's one of the things the governor is saying needs to be changed, because we can't sustain spending at that level for just that, because then what you end up with is no computers, no food care workers in the schools, no bus drivers, because all of it is consumed by those three items.
You're listening to the Tony Connolly Morning Show on 1320 WILS and 1320WILS.com. Live in studio, we have State Representative Paul Opsomer. I wanted to ask you, and we were talking about this during the break, this budget got done early, and we were talking about the different leadership styles, Jennifer Granholm versus our current governor. Talk about those differences.
Well, you know, I had a meeting with the governor this week on Tuesday, and I thanked him. And I said, I want to thank you because I spent 30 years in business. And the biggest difference I see is that Governor Snyder has a vision of what Michigan can be and how to get there. And I never saw my first 4 years in office working with Governor Granholm that she had a vision. Now, the end result of that is, with Rick Snyder having a vision, he can then put together a strategy of how to get there. And that includes, if you look at it from a management perspective, goals and objectives. And I think that's the biggest difference I've seen. He knows where he wants to go, and he knows how he wants to get there. Understanding he has to work with the legislature, he's willing to compromise and work with us. I never saw that with Governor Granholm.
Why?
Good question. You know, when people talk about her legacy here and what she did, I think the only thing that comes to mind is windmills. You know, where Governor Snyder understands, you know, it's what comes first, the chicken or the egg. Well, here in government, if we're going to sustain government spending, it has to be business has to come first. We have to have jobs so people can pay taxes so that we then can provide services. And I think Rick Snyder understands that.
You made an interesting observation about education and what comes first.
My comment to you, we were talking during the break, was in Michigan, we have some of the best universities in the entire country. What came first, the universities or the manufacturing jobs that allowed us to build those universities and create those universities? And the answer is the manufacturing jobs, but also business jobs in general. They don't have to be manufacturing jobs. Those are very good. But the jobs came first. Then we were able to build and sustain some great universities in the state of Michigan.